Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hold on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 6.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 266.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 6 is government. Number 266 is WMRA Daily. The WMRA Daily brings you the latest local, regional, and statewide news, plus WMRA feature stories. We're going to listen to the episode titled WMRA Daily, February 21st, 2018. It's 11 minutes long. We're not going to listen, obviously, to all that. And in the description, it says police charge a 13-year-old boy in Harrisburg. And their website is WMRA.org. And they're using Drupal. I'm like, wow, people are still using Drupal? That's amazing. And it goes a little something like this. Nice.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Police charge a 13-year-old boy in Harrisonburg with making threats to two city middle schools one day after a similar incident in Norfolk, 1 week after the Parkland, Florida mass shooting. In the General Assembly, utility rates, tax law, and menstrual equity are debated.
What?
A new study raises the alarm about road salt used in the winter. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, February 21st.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking.
Anybody else having a hard time understanding what they're saying?
Harrisonburg police on Tuesday charged a 13-year-old Skyline Middle School student with making threats to shoot up the school. The Daily News Record reports that because of his age, police did not release the boy's name. City school officials say the boy posted the threat on social media, targeting Skyline and Thomas Harrison Middle Schools Monday evening.
Okay, look, I know your son or whoever that was that learned all four chords for that music on the intro worked really hard on that, but that reeked of homemade music. I say that as a musician who makes pretty poor homemade music. I can spot that anywhere. And then what's the other thing with the music being up way too loud and the fact that you could have faded that out away, either cut it down or fade it out. But if the whole thing is first impression, the beginning of that was, yeah, I was like, no, it just, and I don't know. It may, the other thing is, this is a new show. And I don't know about you. I'm like, I'm ready to just bury my head in the sand at this point. Pretend we all like each other. I don't know. But as a first impression, that was pretty not great in my book. The, cause number one, it's, I think the guitar was in tune. That was good, but it just reeked of homemade. So good on, you know, Johnny Jr. doing that four chords, but, no. So, and that's what the show is about. My first impression. And unfortunately you got a musician behind the microphone going, yeah, that wasn't good. So if you'd like to see what my first impression of your show is, it's open. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button and you will hear your show right here. And again, as we've said in the past, some people go, hey, I was listening to that. And they'll come over to the website. Click on your website because they do put a link to your website. And so if people are liking your show, again, it's just my opinion. And somebody else might go, hey, I like that. They'll come over and listen to it and you get a new listener. And it's only $5. Check it out, podcastrodeoshow.com. And until next week, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.